Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's an exciting day.
We're back, baby, with Vanderpump Rules.
It's on the best days of my life.
Okay, so we start off. It's like, guys, the week of premieres, you know what I mean? Like, so we start off and we're just like going back. From all the different seasons.
I was trying to think when was the last time we saw Vanderpump on our screens. And I believe we left off with the engagement of James and Raquel at the castle when Sheena tried to hijack the wedding. Was that pretty much the last of it?
I think you are correct.
I do think so myself.
It's so hard when you watch these premieres and you're like, okay, don't ask me to remember something from a year ago, okay? Like, I like when they give us a little bit of, like, what previously happened and, like, but what's to come.
It did feel longer than that. It was over a year.
Was it?
Yeah. It was definitely over a year. I mean, because they were trying to figure out what they were going to do next. They had too many different characters. I feel like they really were trying to, like, refine the show. And I think they executed it well, starting off with a new, not a new theme song. God, thank God for that.
Absolutely.
But a new welcome to our restaurants.
I loved it. We started in Schwartz and Sandy. So we got the Toms. Then we traveled all the way to Tom Tom, where we got Ariana, Katie, and Lala.
Okay. I want to stop you right there.
Oh.
I thought that was interesting that Ariana, Katie, and Lala were in Tom Tom. Now, I guess, well, none of them work there.
What do you want? To stick them in, sir? Something well, about her wait, or what's happening with her?
Wait, so, and then, I mean, I guess Ariana has some affiliation because of Tom. Katie, well, she's a divorcee. And then, like, Lala. I just thought it was interesting. That's all. Okay.
I liked it because then we go to Sir and we get James, Raquel, and Sheena.
Well, but it makes sense. James and Raquel actually work at Sir. And I truly do think they do. I think he actually does. See you next Tuesday still. I think Raquel has to wait tables to make money. Now, Sheena, she must be performing Good as Gold twice a year. So makes sense to me as well.
She shows up for Pride Week and then pieces out.
That's fine. That's fine. And then Lisa was completely by herself. And was she at Pump alone? Does Pump still exist?
Pump does still exist, but okay. I thought she was still in Sir. She was at Pump.
I might have just made up that last part. I just
but she was by she herself was alone. And she was sitting. Are her legs weak? Usually she's holding a purse and a dog and we just got a glass of wine.
I am so embarrassed by Lisa Vanderpump. Like, I honestly, genuinely, this episode, I was like, stop. She was desperate. She was telling the girls, girls, I love you. Are you coming to Sir later? I'm like, this is sad. Stop talking to them.
So I thought it was interesting because when we got the new intro, I was like, okay, Lisa has definitely thrown money into shorts and sandies. Like, that's because I'm surprised how much attention they're giving to it, right? Like, she has to be some sort of silent investor. And that's why I think the girl.
No, I don't think so. They put $1 million into it.
I'd like to see the receipts.
But you can tell they keep changing things and they're just like extravagant. They're like, this wallpaper is $15,000 probably, you know,
like they were like, we went thrifting. We have no idea what we bought. It's like, have you heard of those like palettes from like Amazon that you can buy like a return palette for like $200 and you get whatever comes. Yeah. And you get whatever comes in it. It's like, that's what Tom did when he went thrifting. He's like, that paper bag full of stuff, $5 and I'll take it.
I know. I've seen that on TikTok and people will be like, oh, I got like, and there'll be random things in it.
Totally.
Like of all like different clothes genres of the child size to woman's
you
size.
You have no idea what you're going to get in those. I find it very fascinating because sometimes there's like big wins in it.
It's like that show, Storage Wars. Have you ever seen that?
Surprising. I know of the game, but not the actual players. Is that I've heard of it. It takes place in Vegas.
Yeah. And they basically all these people that don't clean out their storages and then they bid on them and
So it's very like, similar then.
Find what you like. Sometimes you'll get something amazing and sometimes it'll just be trash.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking maybe that the girls were at Tom Tom because that's still a Lisa restaurant, obviously. Lisa, I feel like, will end up being a backer of something about her if that happens. It was also interesting to me throughout the episode is like Tom and Tom kept showing up together. And then Ariana was like showing up with other people. I'm like, you guys live in the same house. Everybody apparently lives in Valley Village now still in some regard. Like James has moved over the hill. Katie's apartment is still in Valley Village. Like they're all over there traveling over the hill to get to the WeHo side.
I didn't realize they were all in that. I knew they owned in Valley Village, but they have apartments there now too.
So yeah, they flashed that Katie's in Valley Village and then they flashed to James who's in Valley Village too, an apartment. And I'm like, okay, so we all moved to the Val.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now, still in
so that is Valley is like
Valley Village
Studio
is like
City,
between like Sherman Calabasas. Oaks and Studio City. Not Calabasas, too far. No, we're just right over the hill. We're like off of Ventura Boulevard. Okay. We're taking Laurel Canyon over. Great. We're not far.
Got it.
With traffic, it could take a really long time if you're going over the canyon. But when you hit that sweet spot at like a 10:30 p.m., you're flying through that canyon 17 minutes.
Is there LA traffic now again? What's it like?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. COVID did weird things.
I know. I mean, I can
people
remember,
don't like, work in downtown San Francisco anymore, you know?
I mean, people, there's still just a lot of people here.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of people.
I get it.
That's, you know, it's fine. There's also a lot of like construction. Like I drive by, like I'm on walk, like driving down Melrose and there's like by La Cienega. So, you know, a block south of where the Belmont is, if we want to connect it to Vanderpump Rules.
Absolutely.
Here. And there's literally a sign that's like, we'll be building from 5/2022 to 7/2023. I'm like, what the hell are we doing in one lane for a year and a half? That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Congestion.
I understand.
Okay. These are my problems, and that's for my
traffic. Back to the episode.
Yes, okay, thank you.
We kick off, and it's like Katie and Tom were getting these wedding flashbacks. We're seeing our Tom Sandoval crying to a puppy at that wedding. We are, you know, reminiscing, and I do remember this wedding very clearly in my head. I feel like they
on
did
a Wednesday.
It on like – I feel like they did it on a Wednesday.
100%.
To save money.
Yep.
And I hated Katie's dress at the time. Now I like it.
Yeah. Well, you're like in bride mode too. So I feel like you have like a different
eye. That's not my vision.
I'm saying you just have a different eye when you see dresses now. Like you can appreciate that it's not your vibe, but you can appreciate the styles more.
I agree. And then, you know, they basically.
Have we gone wedding dress shopping yet, by the way?
Apparently I'm very behind.
Oh, Like, you gotta get to your sister's wedding, and then it's like,
no, I have to go. Like, I gotta go. Like, apparently,
yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna do it for like 2 more weeks.
Obviously not.
So, no. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I have a lot to do with that, but that's but then okay.
But it's like everybody's single, right? You got Tom and Katie. Then like Lala's leaving Rand. It's very interesting.
I have a lot to say about Lala in this episode, but Lala's left Rand. All this stuff's come out, right? We've got an LA Times article. He was cheating. He's a mini Harvey Weinstein with less money. You know, Raquel and James broke up. After they broke up, 3 weeks later, James meets Allie. Raquel's dating Peter. And we all know, including Raquel, that we are not interested in Peter.
You're going too fast.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do life updates on everyone. And no bra. You're
summarizing
okay?
too quickly.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I just want to go back to Katie and Tom's wedding.
Okay. Sorry. I went too high level and then we're going to go deeper in, but let's go back to the Wednesday wedding.
Okay. And then it just like, I felt the love, you know, I was like, God, they're on this journey together. And then it was like, well, then Katie
Mary, you're rewriting history because remember Tom was literally wasted because he showered in the river.
Oh, he was having Coors Lights before the wedding.
Like he literally was like, that. Like they're like, did you like shower? He's like, yeah, in the river.
That's right. Okay.
But that is where at the wedding where they pitched Tom to them. Remember?
Really?
That was like a wedding gift, was it not?
Why does the wedding feel like it was 10 years ago?
And Tom's been around for a while, like
five years.
5 years, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Making up timelines. But my favorite part here was that, you know, Katie's like, yeah, I went to Tom last winter and asked for a divorce. And Tom's like, well, I really couldn't tell you the specifics because one of the things is I'm not a good listener. And I really don't know what she said during that conversation. And then he just was like, well, I didn't make her happy. So that was that.
Wah, wah. And it's so interesting. Obviously, like we've seen the preview. So we know she calls him like a loser and, you know, whatever.
An alcoholic, a drunk.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. We've seen like the trailer. But the friendship is, it's like almost like this weight has been lifted off of Katie and maybe Tom for a little bit too. But like they're much better apart than they are together.
Well, and I imagine that maybe they became roommates in a way. We often talk about them not sleeping together, probably just got super annoyed of each other, like grew apart, but almost like maybe they had like a brother-sister relationship in some ways. You know what I mean? Like a dependency and a comfort from that person.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they went without sex. I'd be very curious to know.
Well, Katie had already said she was sleeping with two people. Like she'd slept with two people.
Right. But I mean, how long had it been for them to not have sex? Because I have a feeling they weren't sleeping together. But I'm like, are we talking like a year went by? Are we talking?
I'm also curious about their embryos. Remember they were doing egg freezing. Katie was doing that. Tom had to like go. Tom had to literally pick up Tom to get a sperm and stuff. I wonder if he created embryos.
No bathtubs for him.
Right. But shrooms were okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm curious if they ever did anything with that.
Well, you can donate them too.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious like where they, I wonder if they didn't get far in that process. Obviously it's very personal. I don't expect them to change it, but
I just saw Heather Dubrow. She still's keeping hers on the freezer.
Nice.
Okay. But they have one rule in their new relationship. You know, their things are going great. They switch off the dogs every week. They're best friends, they're buddies. They talk all the time. The one rule is don't hook up with anyone in the friend group. And to me, Raquel is on the outer circle.
She's not in the friend group.
I know. I mean, it's like, yeah, you can't hook up with Lala, can't hook up with Sassy, Kristen. That's
Christina Kelly who's joining the cast. You know, we get that. Yeah. Raquel is on the show.
She's a
bitch.
She's not the ensemble cast. She is a friend up to me.
Right. Yeah. She's a friend up. She's I like that up. Even though she's in the cast, she's totally a friend up. Yeah. So then it's like, okay, so James, he's off the sauce. I liked that what they did, though, at the beginning of this, where they had James call and it looked like he's like, hey, babe, it looks like he's calling Raquel, but Raquel's really talking to Charlie and James is talking to Allie, who's the new girlfriend.
James is also listening to his own album on his way to DJ. Now, is that a narcissist? Is that?
Yes. You don't have to ask anything else. Absolutely. Yes. That's what it is.
My favorite thing was like Raquel's like, Allie looks exactly like his mom.
And she does. They did a side by, and I'm like, she really does, actually.
James is back to his old ways. Oh. He is on fire or something else.
Him putting on makeup in the confessional of telling how he like basically needs to have like ass in his bed every night kind of thing, like with her. I'm like, they moved in together so fast. It's like,
this just seems unhealthy.
He doesn't even know what her job is.
She's something at Soho House.
But they live together. But he doesn't know what she does. That is alarming.
Well,
that's a red flag.
I think that's one of many. One of many. I don't think that's the first red flag I'd think of James Kennedy.
But you can tell he's so back to his old way. Like, he's speaking super fast. He has so much confidence. He's just like running. And it's like
he's on like top of the world right now.
Yes.
Yeah. A little manic for me.
What do you think happened to that roommate of his that we saw?
Paul?
Yes.
Paul. It's like, I swear to God, sometimes I watch these episodes and I can't remember what happens, but I can remember Paul wearing all black and the gold.
We saw Paul at Sir.
At Sir. He was hanging around. He was a star though then.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah. Ugh. When they literally were still at Sir wearing those handkerchief dresses.
Yes.
Memories.
Okay. So then
I think of it fondly. What happened to Paul? I don't know. Well, Paul's got another young roommate, I'm sure.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're in Tom Tom. It's 6 days till the Daily Mail opening.
Schwartz and Sandy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Other part of their name.
SNS. We're at SNS. Yeah.
SNS.
And it is chaos. They have 6 days to open. It looks horrible. It looks like a disaster zone. It looks like so much to be put away. And I am stressed for them. They put $1 million into this.
It's not even 6 days to finish. It's just 6 days to the Daily Mail party. Because if you recall, were still like 6 months closed after that party.
I remember us talking about it. And
you said, you're like, it's only going to be open for this party. I know it. Yeah, you said that. You were totally. Don't you feel like the woman that's like, I couldn't remember her name, but she was like their own Anna Hayward. Like, you know how Craig had like Anna who had to like keep him in line? Like, this woman is keeping them in line. Like, no more changes.
They're so interesting because they're like, all over the place. Obviously, this took way longer to open than anticipated. Tom's Schwartz is stressed. He's like, I have to pay $6,000 for my mortgage on my house that I'm not living in. That's my half of it. Then my rent is $3,500. That's not even including the lease that I'm paying for SNS. And he's like, basically, I couldn't get a hold of the other Tom for months because he was on the road with
looking fine as hell.
The most extras. Is it the mustache for you?
It's all, because I will tell you guys, him in that green suit in his confessional with his white nails.
Okay, so who would you hook up with? Tom Schwartz or Tom Sandy?
Sandy, easily.
So Sandy, like, far and above.
But like, no, I don't want to be in a relationship with either of them. I just want like I feel like though after he would like take care of me. You know, they have that like bar in their room. Like they have like a coffee bar and like the built-in dresser.
Yes.
Like I just feel like he would really take care of me. I feel like after he'd like lotion my legs. Like he'd give me like a silk bathrobe. Like I just really feel like he would take care of you at the end of the night.
Okay.
He seems like more of a giver. And then like Schwartz, I feel like it'd be like, wah. It's like two pumps and we're done.
I would agree with that. And he'd wake up and offer you like a C-.
Well, and like we'd wake up and like he's like someone who probably like doesn't have a headboard. And he has like one pillow on his bed and like you have to share the pillow.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Or he like brings like one of the decorative ones from the couch from the other room. And he's like, here. You know, like it's just, you know, I'm getting LaCroix from Sandy of like, hey, did you want something to drink? Yes. And then Tom's like, here's some tap water. Hospitable. And it's a plastic, it's like a plastic Disney cup with like Donald Duck on it. And he's like, here, this is from mine from growing up, you know? I'm lucky there's a nightstand. Like I'm lucky, like Tom Sandoval has like a nightstand for me, and there's like every plug you can think of because he's anticipating whatever type of phone you have. Like maybe you're an Android girl, maybe you're an iPhone. Tom Schwartz is like, like there's no nightstand. There's not even a light. He's got the Target lamp. No, nothing wrong with that. I also have that.
His brothers work at Target too.
There's nothing wrong with the Target lamp. I'm just saying he's a room essentials guy.
Totally.
Okay.
I completely understand. I get what you're putting down.
I'm getting the Derek Jeter to go basket when I leave Sandoval's house. I'm getting herpes when I leave Schwartz's.
I couldn't agree with you more though. I also feel like Tom Sandoval, though, kind of like abandoned Ariana. Like he went on the road, he did the most extras, and he left Ariana in the dust. He even left his partner in the dust back in LA. And it just feels like he is very much like on his own path right now. He's focused on his musical career. What do you think?
No, I think he just found a passion. Sandoval is also somebody who like takes advantage of like whatever's in front of him at the moment. So like this got probably offered. He's like, yes, let's explore it. Let's do it. He's like he gets
enveloped.
Yeah, exact. Totally. Like he's like, and it's like a one track mind of like, I have to do this.
We got to practice. We have to tell you the set design. I got to pack up the costume closet.
Yeah. Is my emergency guy is on the line. Like he's literally still there for emergencies.
Do you think he changes during the show?
What do you mean? Like paint, like
costumes?
Outfits? No.
No.
I feel like he picks one pair of glittered bell bottoms and then like a tank for the night.
Like Courtney, he's going to be in LA in April. Come on.
I know. I want to say that I'm out of town that weekend.
Okay.
Oh, it's like not,
Coachella maybe?
It might be. No, but he goes there. We'll figure. You're right. Like I think my dream is to go be a groupie for the Tom Sandoval and the most
also,
extras.
Also, Courtney has tried to start a petition for him to be my wedding band as well. Yeah,
I do keep commenting like, hey, let me know, like happy to set this up. And it's to nothing so far. But, you know, I'm just still giving him engagement on his posts.
Also, Bay Area people, I'm taking wedding tips on a band. I tried to get him service. They are not available. I have a backup thing, but
So Tom Sandoval and the most extras could really be a thing.
No, but I need band recommendations. I need a florist and I need a photographer. So help me. Thanks. Okay.
On that note, let's take a quick break and then we'll come right back.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Courtney and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay. So then we kind of go to all the restaurants and, you know, James, he's going to be DJing back at Sir. Raquel and Charlie are taking shots on their shift. They're back behind. Peter is still the manager. And Peter, what a gentleman, just buying ladies nachos.
I've never felt more secondhand embarrassment than watching this and watching Raquel's face of her just saying, like, is this my life?
It's also funny because I feel like they did this date. Did they do it off camera? And then
it feels off camera.
Then they're like trying to put it on camera now.
But maybe she's like trying to get the good. She's trying to get the good shifts.
Feels like a power dynamic, power play here. She's like, hey, if I have nachos with you, can I get Friday night off? Can I? And then I'm going to go apply for an Amex.
Like, also, like denying the nachos. She's like, well, no, I didn't like really want the nachos.
He's like, we have to get them for you.
Nachos code for something? Is it like it's not about the pasta?
No, I think it's legit about nachos.
It's just about cheesy chips?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Well, the Belmont, maybe they went to the Belmont because the Belmont does like tater tot nachos. Good nachos. Mm. So it switches up the chip for a tot.
Yeah, that's great.
You know?
Yeah. I love a tot.
I'm just like a regular girl. I just like a regular cheese and chip nacho.
I mean, I'll like take the fixings. Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. I love that kind of cheese.
Wait, hang on one second.
Okay.
I saw something that I thought was very clever. It was on TikTok.
Okay.
And you get a nachos bo grande nachos with the chips on the side. So they put all the fixings in the middle and then you dip the chips on the side because the chips get soggy. It's brilliant.
Wow. It's like some people are in the year 3023 and we're here stuck in 2023. Oh my God.
2023.
Wow. Yeah. Guys, yeah. It's been a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So Raquel's like clearly not interested in Peter, but also like doesn't like not want to have somebody like James has somebody. So she's like, I guess it's the broke pirate. I guess it's me and this is my life.
I was so embarrassed when they ran into each other in the bathroom. Like, was that a planned thing too?
Because
the cameras were right there.
I think they told James, like, why don't you go to the bathroom? Maybe they didn't tell James that Raquel was in there. But then he's like, I'm in love. Love of my life. He's like, oh, you're in love?
And he's
love?
Like, I'm not. She's like, well, I heard you're drinking again. He's like, well, I'm not drinking. I'm drinking like with crackers and red wine. Okay. And like, it's not, I shouldn't have to like not drink because you gave me an ultimatum. I should want
Allie,
to drink.
Allie, oh my God. Your name's Raquel. I totally called you Allie by mistake. Did you know I'm in love?
She's like, I just want to like check in. Like I care about you. He's like, yeah, Allie, she's the love of my life. Still don't know her job. And honestly, not sure what her last name is, but Lisa did ask me.
You know, he's like, but also I just have to pee, so I gotta run into the bathroom. Yeah.
She's like,
she was like nervous laughing through it.
She was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah,
so awkward. She's like, I gotta eat fucking nachos with the manager later, and then I run into my ex-boyfriend in the bathroom. Like, Raquel, it's when she breaks down at some point in this season, it makes sense why.
Well, I mean, she I love what she said, you know, to Sheena. She is like, I hope this girl doesn't have low self-esteem like I did, because I walked on eggshells for years with James and I was afraid to be my true authentic self,
or like piss him off, or he was just like so volatile and reactive. And I
wanted to get on the show, so I needed to stick with him. So I took a lot of abuse from that so that I could finally get casted. And now I'm stuck with Nachos Bell Peter.
No, there's something I feel like she's found.
Now she's totally her and Schwartz are together, I think, in person. A juror DM'd us that they were really? In Big Bear a couple of weekends ago together. And the more I think about it, the more I actually think they're a very good match.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like the circumstance of how it is, but I actually feel
they
like
could be a match.
I could. Yeah, I could just see it. Like they're both, neither of them are like that much of a go-getter. They're just like kind of like docile a little bit. Like
I don't like think we really like got to know Raquel though. Okay, we know she was a Seawolf. She went to Sonoma State. Yep. She was a pageant girl. I mean, you have to work for that. I feel like, and also he did pre-med
for a year,
right? Did he graduate?
I believe.
I don't know. I think there's something there.
I didn't know. Like I'm not saying that they're like. I think that their just energies match each other. Like I actually think I could see them being a good match of just like chill.
Sure. Okay. Okay. You know? Fair. So let's go to Tom. Ariana and Katie sit down together, and then Lala shows up in some pajamas with dogs on them.
Rottweiler with bling.
I just don't like it when people wear pajamas out. I just don't. I mean, I have to wear them to work sometimes on pajama day, and I hate it.
What are you wearing though? Are you wearing like flannel pants?
You gotta wear a full set, you know? Huh. And pajamas are pretty unflattering if you ask
me. How often do you wear the ones with Birdie on them?
I've worn them to school a few times. I get nervous they're a little see-through though, because it's like a cream color.
Oh. You know? What are you hiding?
So I wear like, you know, a barefoot dreams over it or something, perhaps.
Lassie lady.
Oh, you guys, if you don't have a Barefoot Dreams, treat yourself. Get the blanket or get a robe or get a – I have my – I call them my, you know, my house throws. Like I'm wearing one right now.
You just like it's a, just a sweater. It's like a cardigan with no button. Yeah. I like my parachute one. I have an Uggs robe, and I also have like a silk one. Obviously, we've talked about this, that you have to have your robes for seasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then
you – I'm in my parachute season.
Love that. Yeah, it's nice. It's heavy.
Yeah, it's freezing here.
Yeah. You guys, my heater has been broken in my house, and I cannot get SoCal gas to come out anytime soon.
Oh, that's
my travel schedule. Yeah. So honestly, it feels I'm preparing for the new season of Yellow Jackets, I think. That's how I feel here. Oh, it's survival of the fittest in my house, and we're going cannibal soon, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, back to Tom. Ariana, I love this hair color on Ariana.
It's what's kind of like going to be her storyline this season? Like that Tom just says, like, I left her kind of thing?
I know she breaks down in the trailer and says, like, the summer's been horrible. And if I recall, I believe, like, two people close to her passed away.
Oh. Okay.
And so I think maybe it might be – hopefully for her, it's like, you know, maybe she's more in the background or something. It's the open relationship. Remember, Tom and Ariana potentially have an open relationship. Katie said that.
Do you think that's a lie?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Or if I don't know. Want one, fine. Go for it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, I don't want, I like them.
I do too. They're adorable together. Okay. So then it's like Lisa comes in and Lala's talking about having cum on her face. And then she's like, not really. I'm just, I have to talk about it because I'm not getting it. And just this random thing.
Lala looks so freaking good.
See, I feel like she turned into too much of a Barbie.
Okay, fair. But
like,
fair.
I'm like, you didn't need all of that. You know, when we get these flashbacks of her.
I think it's good work, though, that she's had.
She's done like a little bit of the lips. Her bod's pretty incredible.
She said she got her ears done. She got her boobs done.
That's right.
Yeah. I just think she looks like I thought like the blonde that she has, I think is like looks really great on her. I just think she looks stunning. And I'm going to have some moral dilemmas with her because I find her infuriating and obnoxious as hell. But I also then like
want to root for her a little bit because.
So where are you on the stance? So her thing is like, I am not talking to Schwartz. I'm not going to see him. I don't want to be around him. He betrayed me. I took everyone to Sheena's roof and said, I am drawing a line in the sand. If you talk to Rance, I am done with you. I am in a custody battle. I'm fighting for my child. I'm paying these lawyers thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm going to win. And if you talk to him, if you fucking play pickleball, you're done. So what do you think?
I don't believe that Katie and Tom were, or I mean, Tom and Lala were ever like that close.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, like, I also find it funny. Like, I was kind of laughing with Tom at the end, too, when he was like, I mean, you didn't think that was like a little egomaniac, like, style of doing this on Sheena's roof. Like, I could just see her being like.
Even when both the Toms were at the Belmont and they said, I mean, what did they think? What did she was doing the stuff they were saying in the LA Times Insider article, essentially. Like, you literally like, blew him for a Range Rover.
Yeah. Like, none
like
of
why
this,
did
like,
you think he wasn't doing this with other people in the background? He did it with you when he was married.
And he was, and you remember, and you like went after the ex-wife and all this stuff. So it's like the little bit, like, you don't want to wish this upon anybody, like, but like what goes around comes around, like karma, like things like that. And then it's like, I don't, that's why I like find it infuriating. Cause I'm like, all these things that like you pretend like you didn't know, but like you were that person. Like, what do they say? Like, how you get them is how you lose them, yes, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. These things.
Once a cheater,
like,
always a cheater.
Yeah. And like Rand's awful. He's awful. And so, and I feel sad though that this like all happened and that obviously like, Ocean was brought into this. And like, I think that's what obviously the best thing that's happened to her. But you know, it's she's got this custody battle. To put a parameter of an ultimatum and then like go crazy in the text that she had sent where she was like, why would I think you'd be on my side? You couldn't even like support your wife. Like, you're weak. Like, these things where I'm like, see, I don't love when you fly off the handle here and then you're so self-righteous because you're also hypocritical.
Absolutely.
So I don't know.
And it's also, like almost like it's kind of how I feel about Harry and Meghan. It's hard for me to feel sorry for Harry and Meghan because I think they're doing the same thing to the royal family that the royal family did to them. Like,
I wish
go
you would
to the
listen
press,
to the book.
Do stories. Spare me.
I think it's really good. And I think actually like they did everything and said everything out loud so that the royals like couldn't come back after them and be like, oh, well, did you hear that this happened? Like, or like try to sell these slanderous stories where he's like, I've already talked about it. Now what do you have?
Okay. But I kind of feel like it's almost like comparable in some ways too, because I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, you got him how you got him. You did. You what did you say? You got him.
You get him how you lose him.
Yeah.
Or you lose him how you get him.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's just like the whole thing. I'm also sure, too, is like you probably suspect these things and then you're like, I'm the one that's going to change them. I get it. You know, we all were dumb and young in our 20s and this happened to her much later. And she thought she was sitting on top of the world. Everyone always was like, Rand, that guy, you're giving BJs for PJs for that guy.
Well, and she was also hooking up with James Kennedy in Chicago and doing handstands.
What the? Okay.
What is that so... saying? Handstand popping pussy or something? What they said?
Yeah. That, in Potomac?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like Mia saying that Karen was doing that or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, Lala, it's like Lala's trying to be like so sexual now. It's like, you look great. Relax.
But then at the same time, she's like, this is my first time being sober and single. So this is a little bit hard. I'm not lubed up.
Even her conversation with James Kennedy, I was like, are you like trying to sabotage James' relationship? Like, I felt like very much like she wanted ownership of James for a little bit. And it's like,
well, and at Hotel Ziggy, she was grilling Allie. I just feel like she knows she can have James Kennedy at any time she wanted. And if she decided that she needed to hook up, she could call him and he would be running over in his BMW. Wait,
I don't think so.
I do.
I think she likes
the power over him. And she
I
could
agree, but,
use it at
but
any
I
time.
don't think
you don't think he'd do it? I do.
Not right now. I don't know. There was a vibe that I felt like he was kind of like, all right, enough, Lala. Like when he was like, you know, I was in LA when I first started dating Raquel and I was DJing and I was having fun. And then they showed fun number one, fun number two, fun number three, you know, flashbacks. And it was like, and I felt like he was kind of like, could you like stop exposing me? Like, maybe I am trying to make it work with like Allie, even though I don't know her at all. And, you know, I think she might still be in college. Honestly, I'm not sure where she goes during the day. Right. She shut off the tracker and turned her location off. So I'm not sure where she goes, but
I don't know. Did Allie move in with him? Or did they move in together to one place?
Maybe they moved in together. I don't know the logistics of that.
I feel like he said move in with me.
Perhaps.
Yeah. And then he could kick her out at any moment.
Yeah. Wait, where do you lie with Tom, Rand, Lala in this argument?
I think I'm with Lala. I mean, if she specifically asked you ahead of time, do not talk to Randall anymore. Like, this is literally my child's custody. But I can understand why Tom's like, well, like, I'm not that great of friends with him. I just want to play pickleball. I'm not talking about you and your kid. Like, yeah. He's selfish. And I think that's like a lot of his problem with Kate, like Katie and his relationship.
He doesn't
like
listen.
Well, and he doesn't like think to take care of others besides himself.
Right.
Like, and so he just puts himself forward and he's like, well, I just wanted to play pickleball. What's the big deal?
Totally. Yeah.
And yeah, Lala, Rand is not the only person with a pickleball court in LA.
No, Beverly Hills Tennis Club. They literally all this is what tennis play. People who are like play tennis are like getting really upset that like these courts are being taken, like turned into pickleball courts. Like, get off my lawn.
Okay. Okay.
And so it's like, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Now let's talk about Sheena. She's looking fabulous. I loved her at Hotel Ziggy in this like two peaks pink thing. And I'm just sad that we're not going to be having Brock around. I think.
Okay.
I would love to see him more because he's so embarrassing.
Oh, and you want him to embarrass him. Oh, so yeah. You want him on the show so that we can point and laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
For entertainment purposes. I don't think he's a good guy. Okay. I think she's literally like, you appeared horrible last season.
You think she made that decision? Yeah, right. That was definitely a Bravo decision.
You think Bravo said you can't? But then they filmed their wedding.
Theirs was like, quote unquote, rumors being like, you know, so they do viewer voice surveys at the end of the seasons. And Brock just tested so bad that they like to a point like not that like he was like a love to hate. Like, I think like a lot of like the domestic abuse things like that kind of stuff that they were kind of like, OK, you're a side character. And like, Sheena, we got the crop top wedding. Nobody really cares. Give us the Mexico drama and we'll be like, yep. And they got married. Happy ever.
I'm really happy for Sheena. I feel like she is in love with Summer Moon. She's a great mom. This is like the love of her life. She looks fantastic. I'm hoping for a good Sheena Marie season. Mm-hmm. I think Rob was recently on her podcast.
Rob, 7 minutes. As in the father of Madison Marie Parks Valette.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up in my head. I saw that somewhere.
You went to that event and you like went and met him and hung out with him.
That was like big for me. I was so nervous to meet him.
It's still in our highlights somewhere on Instagram.
Oh, I was so nervous.
When Mary met Rob.
And I brought a timer. Oh, God. It was so gimmicky. It was so fun. Courtney's laughing. I think I timed him on something.
Ugh. To be young.
Yeah. Okay. What else happened? Oh, okay. Let's talk about the private talk with Allie and Raquel. James is freaking out when Raquel pulls Allie. And Allie's just like, I think we just kind of like switched lives. Like, that is awkward.
Like, who says that? Like, I got your man and you're not. And then I was like, wait, Allie, were you dating Peter? I know. Did he get you nachos? What about goat cheese balls?
And it's just bizarre.
A cosmopolitan.
And she's like, well,
how old
is
kind of Sally?
I would say 23.
I was going to say max 21, maybe. No. Oh, wait. Side note, though. But Max is now the manager at TomTom. I don't know why. I have such a soft spot for Max.
I can see that. And yeah.
I loved it, though. I just like.
I think he's a hard worker. I remember when he was, you know.
He wanted to go to music school.
A line cook.
Oh, yep. He was, I mean.
Maybe a busser. Yeah. He worked his way to the top.
I remember she, like, in Beverly Hills, too, she, like, bought him that apartment. Oh, and she's like, he's just a simple guy.
Oh, this is our first time seeing Lisa as a grandmother.
Oh. We didn't.
You mean just seeing her just on camera and she has a grandchild?
Yeah.
I was like, did I miss Teddy? Did Teddy
I bet we're going to see that baby on camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to start earliest, sir.
Yeah. If you want to make your way in the family business.
It's baby night. Bring your babies. And it's like Lala and Sheena hosting a babies night.
I kind of love it. Pandy.
Yeah.
Pandy, yeah. What's the baby's name?
Teddy.
Yes.
How do you remember this shit?
No idea what you had for breakfast today.
Literally couldn't tell you. Could not tell you. I have to be honest. Sometimes, like I'm telling you, sometimes I have to watch these episodes twice because I watch them too far from when we record the podcast and I've literally forgotten what happens.
Right.
But so it's like, I don't watch it twice because I'm like, I'm looking for more detail. I'm like, I got a ginkgo biloba with this shit, you know?
Okay.
Wait, let's take a quick break and then come back and talk at Hotel Ziggy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay, have you ever been to Hotel Ziggy?
I have not.
It kind of gave me a good vibe. I liked that people could like jump in the pool.
It's not my vibe. But I could see people having fun. And I was kind of interested about this bar situation. We had bottles of wine in coolers. Like, is this one of those things that's like not a real bar, but it's just like a bar? Or,
bring your own beer? Bring your own wine?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what's going on. Was this a special event? They really – also, wait, by the way, did this episode – feel like we were watching like an episode of The Hills the way it was edited?
I know what you mean.
There was a vibe about this editing that was different. Like even when they were like, they were talking and you know, The Hills always used to be like scenes where like I would say something, then you'd nod, then it'd come back to me and I'd nod and then go back to you and you'd nod and the music would take us out.
Yes.
It felt like there were a few of those moments. And then like, even like the dancing scene where Tom Sandoval is dancing at Hotel Ziggy was like a boom, like slow motion. I was like, I'm watching the
film. He's on the best
DJJK, what Kanye? Life.
Wait, Tom and Ariana didn't even go to it together. Was Ariana
That's what
there?
I'm saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Ariana and Raquel came together, and then Tom and Tom keep coming to things together. Like, even when they went to Sur, right? Ariana, Katie, and Lala are at Tom. And then Tom and Tom come by. I'm like, those places are literally 100 feet from each other.
Right.
Why aren't they showing up together? Why is Tom and Tom always showing up? Like, oh my God, we're matching in our green shirts again.
Do you think the Tom's new apartment's also in Valley Village?
Probably.
Okay. It's just a place to be. Yeah. Do you want to make your way to the Valley?
Okay. So the other week I did go to the Valley and I went to the Studio City Farmers Market and I was like, I get the okay. Valley. It's very suburb. Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. Now, find me living in the Valley in 2 years. I'll be like, no, I'm right here. My dream is like a Larchmont Village. That's where I want. That's my little neighborhood.
What's it called?
Larchmont Village. It's very New England-y vibes. It's just, you know, it's also like you have to be rich. So.
So you got to wait a couple of years.
Yes. Just a few.
Okay. Sure.
Just a few.
Got it. Okay. So let's do this sit down with, you know, Tom. Tom's like, I am going to sit down with Lala for Katie because they're such good friends. I'm doing it for her, even though I'm getting a divorce. So Tom pulls Lala and Lala is like, I'm going through a custody battle. Like, I can't believe that you met with Rand. I asked you specifically not to. You were on Sheena's roof.
And then, I felt like she probably, I feel that the way she probably sometimes presents things too is like an eye roll. So like, I think if she was like earnest in the sense of being like, guys, I think part of it is the fact that she like acts like she's the one that this happened to and it's never happened to any other person, that I think that the Toms kind of laugh at it a little bit. And I think had she like approached and been like, I was a fucking idiot. I can't believe I thought I'd be the one. Like if she showed any sort of like self-awareness, I feel like Tom may have at that point been like, oh, but when they're saying, like you said before, right, she's doing BJs for Range Rovers, whatever. Like, you know, you're saying everything that you did. That I feel like they're like, yeah.
And also, the Tom's like, also, I'm like, not even concerned about what's going on in your life. I had the worst time of my life last year. Like, I got a divorce. I don't have any money.
You mean a happy new beginning without you? I know. When he said that, I did laugh at that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it just for me is like, yeah, I guess I would be like, I understand what Lala is saying. Like, hey, I'm going through this custody battle. All this bad stuff has come out. I'm trying to separate myself so far from this. And like you still being that, like I'm 1 degree removed still. Like I don't want anything. I want like a straight cut.
Right. And then she's like, you're weak. And you know what? You can choose me or you can be my enemy.
He called her weak too. He's like, you think I'm weak? You're weak. She's like, I'm paying for lawyers. I'm not a weak bitch.
And like, he's just like
not landing.
He isn't the best at one-liners or being in fights in general.
Yeah. Although, you know, it seems like this fight continues throughout the season, right? Because he says, like, you turned yourself into a wannabe housewife. Look at those lips.
Don't come Look after people's lips, okay? Or I looks.
Know. Well, depends on who the
Well, I do
is.
Think she looks like a little bit too barbed. See, I didn't like her hair at Hotel Ziggy.
I actually thought it looked so good. I didn't like the outfit. The outfit was a no for me.
Yeah.
It was like a NASCAR race car driver front with like the moons and the one piece. And watching her walk to the hotel too, I was like, oh, you know, sometimes like when you watch the women walk in heels.
I also just think it's embarrassing that we're still filming at like Tom Tom and Sir. Like, I don't mind like Raquel and James, but it's like you guys don't go there anymore. And that's okay.
Totally. I'm actually curious where is Sheena living these days? Because obviously they spend a lot of time in San Diego. They have their place in Palm Springs. Last year we had the Hollywood run because remember when he proposed with the construction in the background?
That's right.
Where are they this year? They should rent the house from Tomcat.
Yeah. I think they have to sell it though.
But Brock's probably still paying off that ring and maybe some child support.
Well, their mortgage is $12,000 a month. So yeah. I'm guessing they can't rent it for $12,000 a month.
Probably not.
That house. Yeah.
No. But it did sell, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I...
What was your overall consensus? Like, give me a grade. I need a grade.
I appreciated this. I felt like last season was really dark in a way. Like, I don't know. It felt like weird because it's like the first season too with like the old cast was out, right? Like last season. This felt nice. A warm hug for me.
I'm giving it a B-.
Okay.
I liked the opening. I liked the flashback of Katie. I liked that we put everything on the line. But then I got kind of bored at Hotel Ziggy and I didn't like going to the restaurants. And I'm horrified by Lisa Vanderpump. Stop. Stop, Lisa.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it felt though to me like a good episode of VPR.
I guess it was a catch up. It was a catch up.
There's a catch up episode, but there's just so much more that's happening, right? We've got so many single people. We've got things changing. We've got a new opening. We've got like, there's stuff going fresh on this
and
season.
We're not like following a million people. We have a core cast. I enjoyed totally. That. I can appreciate yes, that.
We've really dwindled that cast down. We went from cast photos of like 50 people to 8.
Yeah. That's
Ken is not even in it anymore.
Good point.
There's no dogs.
Will we see Ken this season?
I'll knock your spark out.
One can only hope.
Goodbye, Kyle. And with that, goodbye, Mary.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.